Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Brent and Danny, 106.7 The Fan, second hour of 4.5 on this Football Friday. Full breakdowns of every game this weekend, our confidence points picks all coming up before we get out of here tonight at 6.30. Real quick, you just heard Heisty talk about this, and Woj about 3 minutes ago broke that the Wizards and the Cavs games on Sunday and Monday, and they're doing the old back-to-back, that are scheduled for D.C. have been postponed. So the outbreak ongoing within Washington, they're not going to have the minimum number of 8 players they need to play those games by that time. The number we heard most recently this afternoon, Danny, was that 5 Wizards have tested positive. So they've got an outbreak within their locker room, and I don't even know when they're going to be able to play basketball again. In some ways, depending on if they can make these games up or not or how the schedule works, maybe it's a little bit of a blessing because their roster's banged up and Russell Westbrook wouldn't be available, I guess. But, I mean, that obviously
sure
only matters if everyone has a mild case of COVID and can get through it very quickly and without much issue.
Sure. It's not good, and there's no good about it. But maybe it's less bad if you could just sort of delay some things and let a couple guys heal up. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, 5 guys, that's officially an outbreak, right? Thomas Bryant already gone with his partially torn ACL. It sounded like the initial diagnosis on Russell Westbrook, it's worse than they feared, or he suffered a setback. Not sure exactly which is which, but it went from day to day to a month, it seems like, for him to be out. They're not in a good way at this point. And now you add in these complications with the schedule. I mean, you know, I can't imagine that they just go, oh, there's plenty of off days at the end, we'll just make it up. It's probably more back-to-backs, more trying times, more difficulty in what was already a difficult season. I mean, this is happening all across the NBA at this point. And the bubble and how perfect it was is a distant memory for the association. They are really struggling to get all their games in. And you know, they're trying to be a little bit more strict and you know, sort of get these guys to follow some rules, et cetera. It's really hard right now to see how they just, you know, sort of kind of keep going business as usual at this point. But the Wizards right now are wearing it.
And I know people keep wanting to compare the sports and say, well, football did so much better than this. You know, what's going on, basketball? Well, remember the increased travel and the zigzagging. While they've cut down on a lot of the travel around the country, football is a game per week, and you are able to mostly bubble yourself off at your facility as a team. You know, that's not a perfect situation. You're going home to your family. You're still doing things outside of the building. You're stopping at gas stations on your way to work. You're picking up milk because you put your pants on like everyone else. I mean, you got obligations as a dad, as a husband, playing in the NFL that everyone else has. But there is something to be said for the fact that in basketball, you might have 3-4 games in a week. You might be in 2-3 cities in a week. And that's just not the case in football. And it's why the NHL is going to have a really tough time, too. They also were in a bubble. They also had immense success when they did this the first time. But we've already seen teams have to tap into that taxi squad. And the season is 48 hours old. So I don't know how you're going to get through it other than just you're going to have to hit pause. You're going to have to miss games. You're going to have to try to make them up and adjust as these things come. But nobody is just going to get through this, I don't think, easily. The Wizards are the first team to have, you know, a full-fledged outbreak in their locker room.
Yeah. And, you know, again, they're already struggling with injuries, already struggling with being nicked up. And, you know, Bradley Beal plays really heavy, hard minutes. And you're just sort of holding your breath with this group. It's what else can go wrong, right? It's it's Matthew McConaughey yelling Murph. It's Murphy's Law for this team right now at this point. So they're 3-8. They played their best game of the season most recently, and then they haven't played since. And probably won't play for, you know, maybe more than 10, 12 days after that win over the Phoenix Suns, where they were dominant kind of throughout. But, yeah, it is a mess at this point for the Wizards.
Yesterday, Jason Wright was on the show, president of the Washington football team. And he was really good. We had him on for a half hour. But when we had him on in the show and with some of the things we did after, we didn't have as much time to touch the people as we would have liked after the interview. So we figured we could do that today and open up the phones and get some reactions to a couple of the things he had to say about the name change. And look, there's a lot going on in sports and in the NFL that is timely, and so we need to get to all that stuff today. Excited to talk to Ryan Kerrigan coming up at 4:20. But it is worth taking a couple calls on this, I think. We can open up the AAA Always On Call listener line because this is newsy and this is fresh, and it's not just the same old name change combo that everybody has been having for months and months and months. We had the president on, and he told us some things that weren't out there yet. So we asked him for an update on Washington football team. You know, he came out months ago and said that could be the name permanently, right? That could be something that sticks. Supposedly Dan Snyder doesn't mind the team name Washington football team. When Ron Rivera was on our show this week, he referred to the name as cool. He seems to like the name. So we asked him about Washington football team, and I had just brought up that not having a actual name, you know, Eagles, Cowboys, Giants, and football team, it's awkward. It's clunky. It's uncomfortable. And I think fans mostly like it as a placeholder, but a lot of them would feel like it's a cop-out and like we never had a name. And that's something that we brought up with Jason Wright yesterday.
Everything is in play. We haven't cut anything down. You know,
gotcha.
We haven't cut anything down, mainly because, you know, we need to listen a whole lot more before we cut anything down. If it's not the long-term name, we just have another season, right, to work with folks on it. But I think there's more we can do to help train folks in the media to say it in a way that rolls more off the tongue.
He acknowledged that it is somewhat awkward when you're talking about all the other teams. The Lions are playing Washington. Mm-hmm. And he did say that it will be at least one more season of Washington football team. A couple of things they've learned in all their research that they have definitively decided. These are two things that he said, oh, you lock it in. This is now fact. We can pass this along early in this process. Here's what he told us yesterday.
A few things are starting to come clear. You know, number one, burgundy and gold should never change, period. That is a core aspect of the identity of this team. And we know it is important from all this research as well to make sure we don't feel like an expansion club and we're tied to the history. We have to keep the burgundy and gold as the centerpiece of all of this. The other thing that we've heard clearly is that something random would land poorly. We need something that's connected to the history of the club or to the area or to something else that is meaningful to the fan base already, meaningful to the area, et cetera. So picking some random-ass bird mascot doesn't feel like the right approach, at least from what we've seen so far.
What'd you make of that?
So there's a couple things that jump out at me. First, again, you basically put this on a track now. Right. Instead of the whole world's our option, our deflector dish reaches the entire galaxy. Any noun, person, place, thing, idea, time period, whatever you want to call it, is on the table. That's before. What he's saying to me, at least, and this is how I read it, we've narrowed the search. That means there's going to be some relevance to Washington. That means there's going to be some relevance to this area. It's not just, you show up in Jacksonville and you just call them the Jaguars because it's alliteration. Are there any Jaguars in Jacksonville? I have no idea. I don't know how significant that is to the region, but they just called them that. It's not going to feel like an expansion team. The search and the name, when it's finally selected and done, will have some relevance to Washington, D.C. That, I think, makes it really hard to find something that's going to please everybody. But that's what he indicated.
Music to my ears, though. Because even if a name is cool, if it has nothing to do with Washington, D.C., it's not my preference. Now, I should at least point out that I'm not going to be mad about any of the names. I'll be potentially very happy and pumped up and more excited if it's a name I like. But the floor for me here is, oh, that's their name? I don't really like that. Can't wait for game number one for the whatevers. That's the floor for me. That's the worst case scenario. Mm-hmm. The name of the team is not going to matter, right? For me, the name of the team was something for a long time. That name growing up meant something to me. That name is now gone. Understandably, not arguing that it's gone. Perfectly fine with me that it's gone. I get how we got here. But that's the name that meant something to me. Washington Football Team or the next name, at that moment, isn't going to mean anything to me. And until I create my own memories and I'm sitting next to my son watching these games like I sat next to my mom and my dad and my brother, that's where the name's going to start meaning something. It's not going to be the first day because I think it's cool. Also, the burgundy and gold element, while it's something we anticipated and heard was going to happen, and I'd be curious to hear what people think. Again, the number's yours and the phones are open, 800-636-1067. Initially, when we talked about this, and I still remember this all started in July. I was on vacation doing shows from the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember thinking it might be kind of neat to do a fresh coat of paint. Like, burgundy and gold is my jam. I've got more burgundy and gold clothing. And when I do, and it's laundry day, that's its own pile. I got to put all that stuff together like I have whites and do it separate. Just there's so much of it in my wardrobe. But if they want to really break away from whatever has been the last 30 years, you've got a red, white, and blue thing happening in D.C. kind of. You know, the Wizards, the Caps, the Nats all have mm-hmm. their own thing, and the football team is the one that doesn't. As I have seen the changes with the numbers on the side of the helmet and them move forward, burgundy and gold, I do think it's become more important to me to keep something. It's going to feel almost like a brand-new team. Weird way to say it, you tell me if you agree with this. I think Chris Cooley and Santana Moss and Clinton Portis, my childhood, you know, Brad Johnson and Stephen Davis, they will feel farther away than ever if you go red, white, and blue. And if you stay burgundy and gold, it seems like it's still the same thing with a different name. Does that make sense?
Makes perfect sense. Because to me, the Hogs, Mark Rippon, you know, everybody from Art Monk to Gary Clark to Gerald Riggs to Dave Butts and Jim Lachey and you know, everybody that I remember in the actual glory years, I need those YouTube clips to match the new ones, right? I just want higher resolution when I watch them on TV. I'd like it to be the same. I want the same uniform, the same look, a lot less mustard pants. Thank you very little, Bruce Allen. I want it to look like it did when they were good, and I want it to feel the same. I want some uniformity there. So I like that. I like having that anchor. I like having something that is kind of a tip of the cap and a nod to all the people that, you know, grew up with this team, that loved this team, that, quite frankly, weren't necessarily offended by the name. And I'm not having a name debate. We've done that a million times over. But for folks that are maybe sad or upset that it's gone and they don't happen to be evil, right? You go, hey, what are we going to give these guys? Let's give them something. And I feel like that's what this does, right?
When he says we want it to be something that relates to the history, and he did talk about the city. I mean, it wasn't like he just stopped and put a period at the end of that sentence. It did get me thinking a little bit about Hogs and some of those names that have come up that are a throwback, where you could have a new name and still tie together the old organization. It seems to me, though, like they are trying to move away a little bit from selling the nostalgia, you know, having the older players who won titles trotted out. I mean, they went with a younger collection of players in a lot of the broadcast stuff that they're doing. They have faces now from the last era, and it wasn't a successful like championship level era, but mm-hmm. they have guys like Kedrick Golston. I saw on Julie Donaldson's show in the building via Skype last night. They have Lorenzo Alexander. They're bringing in names like D'Angelo Hall's their color commentator on the radio, and it's a lot of London Fletcher. You're distancing yourself in some ways from the same old guard of like the guys from that past era of Doc Walker and, you know, the names, Jeff Bostic and some of those guys. I don't know if that's something they're cognizant of or conscious of. I don't know if they're feeling like, okay, it's getting a little bit old now, 30 years of losing, just going back to those guys. But it might seem like maybe they'd want to avoid Hogs or something like that, but I think it would play. I really do. And as long as it's specific to the town and it's not Wizards, I think people are mostly going to be okay with it eventually. Like, the reason people still complain is because Wizards means nothing. You know, Wizards has nothing to do with anything.
Well, Washington is a city known for magical entities,
That's a good point.
Sure. No, it's the worst name ever. It was bad when they came up with it. The other nominees were bad. The reason for changing it was dumb. Everything about it was dumb. I love that team so much. I want them to win 50 games before I'm dead. I care. I still care. They haven't accomplished anything since before I was born, and I still love them so much.
But
I care about the Washington, D.C.
part. But he did say yesterday they're not doing that. You know, he said random ass bird. He didn't say Wizards, but he basically said, we're not just picking some animal. Like, that's not what we are going to do.
Yeah, which is good. That is the thing. So the other part that I took away that I thought was most important about this is, again, this is a little bit to my, I would say a little bit to my frustration. I'm not upset at anybody because Jason Wright's more thoughtful than I am. I just want whatever this is to be moving. I want forward progress. I want the chains to move. I need the guys to pick up the little marker, run forward, put the mats down. I need first and 10. I want to keep moving this thing forward, right? It seems like they're still in very much a listening phase, information gathering phase, right? And I think a lot of fans, I don't want to say they're losing patience, because again, they're still watching games. How is it really manifesting? But again, just look at the Twitter threads. And I know Twitter isn't real life, but we talk about this. I'm tagged on three different things, okay? Station, Jake Russell, The Washington Post, and my own, right, where there's basically quoting something Jason Wright said about the team name. I'm still, today, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of responses in for people weighing in on what they think it should be, how stupid someone else's selection is, why don't they have a name, what blah, 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 blah. People, this is on their mind. And I think there needs to be, I get thoughtfulness, I get being judicious, I get being very sound and thoughtful, and let's take our time. But at the same time, I would love them to announce some kind of progress. I'd love for them to, I don't know how you could do it if there isn't any progress, but let's make some. Let's stop listening and let's start honing down. Let's start shaving off some of the bad ones and get a few nominees together. Do something to move this forward.
He did say, when you asked about timeline, he said, look, we're keeping Washington football team next season, period. Like, that is happening. We're not going to be able to get everything we want done. He made it seem like they'll probably have the name, or certainly possibly could, next year during the season, and they just won't make it public until they're ready to do that because they don't want anyone to try to make a buck off of them and start selling knockoff gear and apparel before they've got all their ducks in a row and they're able to make that cash, because that's a big part, obviously, of any rebrand and before the licensing and everything is done. By the way, I don't know how you keep that a secret. Like, there are people that will know in your own building. There will be people that will know in the league's offices. I have a hard time believing that they'll be able to keep that for a couple of weeks or months or whatever it is, a secret. But, I mean, he seemed to think that it's very possible that they come up with it, you know, during the year and then we find out about it next year. I was just happy to hear a little bit of a departure from what it seemed like the momentum was previously, which is, to circle back to this Washington football team thing, I'm not complaining about it. It's cool. It's fine for right now. It is the perfect placeholder as far as I'm concerned. I just don't want it permanently. And if it is the permanent way of doing things, as I've said over and over again, it's not going to change anything about my love or interest or passion for the team. I'll just be disappointed. I'll just feel like you told me, hey, in a year I'm going to tell you something really cool. And then you go, actually, it's going to be another year, but I'm going to tell you something really cool. And then you never really tell me anything. We just stick with doing it how we were doing it in that interim time. There's no reason not to come up with a name. Why wouldn't you come up with a name?
Why go through the exercise?
What is like, the point of any of this if you don't come up with something other than just saying you're from Washington and you're a football team, so for right now we're going to call you the Washington football team?
Group of individuals wearing the same laundry, ready, break. I mean, no, stop it. You got to have a name. I mean, if you don't pick a name and it's just this temporary placeholder, it'd be like a guy who has an on-again, off-again girlfriend that they know doesn't really work, and he goes on some dating show, turns down 24 new names, and goes back to his ex-girlfriend or whatever, just sort of settles and say, I'm getting married, Mom and Dad. You know, like you gotta, if you're going through the exercise, you better come up with something. I happen to think, by the way, the longer it takes, you know, there's a balance between being smart and being judicious and listening and getting all the information you can. I think the longer it takes, the better it's got to be. I think people are going to be more and more disappointed if we waited 2 years for that. I mean, I can already see those reactions.
it's going to happen no matter what the name is. It's going to be the best name ever, and you're going to get some of that. But you're right about the longer you wait, the more cynicism there's going to be after the announcement. And they've got to know that, too, that the clock's ticking. I'm first team all take your time. I will say that. I got no problem with doing this slowly, methodically, and doing it the right way. But the question, and you can really take this wherever you'd like after the right interview, some of the audio you just heard, or if you heard the interview yesterday, and please podcast the entire 30 minutes. He was great. At thefandc.com, and we're done today. But the question we want you to answer now is, how would you feel about sticking with Washington football team? You've seen it implemented and in practice for a year. You know what it looks like. You kind of know how you feel about it now. How would you feel if they came out at the end of next season and said, you know what, we like this. We're riding with this. It's the Washington football team, and we're going numbers on the side of the helmets. Something you'd get behind, something you'd dig. Or would you just feel like you didn't get satiated? You didn't get what you were looking for and waiting for? That it was a cop-out? 800-636-1067 is the number on the AAA Always On Call listener lines on G&D.
Hindsight is 2020, and 2020 stunk. What's up, Danny Ruye from My Guys at My Computer Career. There was a lot we couldn't control. Pandemic, bad economy, all the job losses, etc. Well, what can we control? How about what we do for a living? Our job. For our careers. That's right. Don't look back with 2020 hindsight a year from now and see yourself in that same dead-end 2020 job. Take control. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take that free career evaluation. Got nothing to lose. No IT experience, education? No problem. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. You could start a new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. From the comfort and safety of your own home, live online classes meet just 2 times per week to get what you'll need to start your new career. And that's what's going to happen. You'll start your new career. They'll actually help you get into the industry by working with hundreds of employers who hire their students. My Computer Career. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. Just take that free career evaluation today. And when you go to mycomputercareer.edu, please do me a favor and tell them that Danny from the Fan Session.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's a Football Friday on Grant and Danny. You're listening to 106.7 The Fan. We're with you until 6:30 tonight. Quick lay of the land at 4 o'clock. Our Beltway Blitz, we do it every day. 425, Ryan Kerrigan is on the show. What does he think will happen this offseason about his future in Washington, D.C.? We will ask him. And then as we get to the back half of the show, really starting at 5 o'clock or so, the stretch run's going to be breaking down these playoff games. Excited to do that with you, Danny. 4 great games, divisional round. I know that this year was a little different because they called it the Super Wild Card. We had 6 games in 2 days, which we'd never had before, and that was amazing. But this weekend has always been the best weekend in the playoffs, and we'll see if that's still the case, because a lot of the time in the wild card round in round one, you're still weeding out some of the teams that don't belong, with all apologies to Washington and a couple of the clubs like Chicago that squeak their way in, and you saw it. even though the football team put up quite a fight against Tampa Bay. Normally, there is one or two pretenders in that mix. By the time you get to the second round, the adults are left.
This is normally my favorite weekend. But last weekend had the college national championship game as kind of the nice little dessert Monday night and better matchups. Because usually you get that, you know, as you kind of touched on, that absolutely fraudulent, they were 10-6, but come on, we all know the difference between that 10-6 team and the other 10-6 team. You know what I mean? Like, you get those T.J. Yates quarterback Houston Texans teams or one of those Bengals teams over the years. Fraudulent, fraudulent, fraudulent. Get them out of here. They'll lose by a million points. This past weekend, though, I think everybody belonged. I mean, the worst performance was who? Seattle? Probably, right? And that's a 12-4 team that got shut down by, you know, an epically good defense. But, yeah, I mean,
you're sleeping last a little bit on so the good. Bears. The Bears were terrible.
The Bears were terrible. You're right. That was
they
the worst.
They stayed in that game. Their defense is good, and they played fine. They
if Javon Wims caught the touchdown pass, if, you know, it's obviously a huge if, it's a different game. But fine. All right, they didn't belong. But usually you get a bunch of those teams that didn't belong, maybe. I don't know. But that first weekend was a lot more fun because there was extra games. You weren't stuck with the in the bad taste in your mouth with teams that didn't belong. You had more good games. They were competitive up and down, and it was fun.
I love football. I don't care if it's good football or bad football. I love football. Football is fun. Football is fun, sir. Fun, sir. That's all I want is football. So six is better than four. I might start liking wild card weekend more than divisional weekend, but this is the one. I mean, this is now. You don't have a bad game on this slate. Even the Browns and the Chiefs, where there's a big spread, contrasting styles, run first Cleveland. Chiefs defense has been abysmal second half of the season. I think I saw somewhere they're 31st in expected points added defensively over that time. So it could end up being a pretty compelling game. Jason Wright was on our show yesterday for 30 minutes, the president of the football team. If you missed it, you'll want to listen to it. But we asked him about keeping the name Washington Football Team, and he confirmed that that is very much an option.
Everything is in play. We haven't, we haven't cut anything down. You know,
gotcha.
We haven't cut anything down, mainly because, you know, we need to listen a whole lot more before we cut anything down. If it's not the long-term name, we just have another season, right, to work with folks on it. But I think there's more we can do to help train folks in the media to say it in a way that, that rolls more off the tongue.
Danny, 1 to 10. 10 means you love it. 1 is you can't believe it, and every time you hear it, it turns your stomach. Where are you on Washington Football Team as the permanent name for the Washington Football Team?
Oh, is the permanent name?
The permanent name.
Yeah, that's a 2.
Okay.
It's 2. I'm looking at my watch.
You really don't like it.
Yeah, I'm looking at my watch going, when are you going to change this? Hey, come on. It's time. Let's go. 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 Come on. Come on. Hurry up. Hurry up. Let's get this done. I get why it happened. Listen, they got blindsided, right? They got blindsided. They weren't ready for this. Nobody was ready for it. And maybe they should have been. You can make fun. That's fine. I wasn't ready for it to happen overnight. I mean, the last time we heard about it, the owner was like, all caps. Use all caps with an exclamation point and underline it. Make it italicized. Okay, that was it. We hadn't heard about it. And next thing you know, we hear about it. It's like, yeah, we got to change it because Fred Smith's pissed. Whoa. Okay, overnight this thing happened. I get you need a placeholder. You got nothing ready. No ducks in a row. Nothing in place. I fully understood the placeholder. Hold the place. If this is it, come on. That's my respectful, well-thought-out, lucid opinion. I'm making up my closing argument to the jury here. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, come on. Come on. Thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, if I put together an argument and spent a lot of money and time to try to make my case, my response would be, do better. Or just how about, you couldn't come up with anything? I'll say 3. I'm not going to one-up you just to one-up you, but I will be really disappointed. Let's go to line 3, Jim's in Spotsylvania. Jim, thanks for the call on Grant and Danny. How are you?
Doing all right, guys. You make a great argument. I go back to when Charlie Taylor started as a halfback. So, A, yes, it has to stay burgundy and gold. B, if I rate it, it's a 1, and I'm nauseous. 2, you've already destroyed enough history. Don't walk away from what we're going. And I do not agree that they need to listen more and talk about rolling it off the tongue. I feel like I'm listening to a soccer team or a cricket team name. I'm done with it. If you can't, with all the lines in that building, come up with the right product after a year, how are you going to do it after 2 years? I'm not buying that. So my patience is growing thin. I've already lost interest in a lot of things. Thank God for Rivera. Thank God for the coaching staff and the scouting crew finding Heinicke. It proves to me that somebody's doing their job right there. But now on the business side, you want me to go spend, and I spend about $2,000 a year going to games up there. You want me to spend money, walk into that ugly stadium, and tell me that you're going to call it a soccer team? I'm done. At that point, I'm just walking away.
Wow. So so just to clarify, if they stick with Washington football team, you're out. Like, that would be a deal breaker for you.
I'm dropping the mic and walking away. I'm unplugging.
Wow. Thanks for the call. I mean, I can't imagine, and I'm not, I guess I am judging a little bit, and I don't mean to. I'm not trying to knock the caller, Jim. I can't imagine something that I care about that much over something like the name being out. I mean, that dude has dealt with so much. He's going to games now in 2020 when they haven't been good since 1991, and now you're out. And I get being frustrated because I'll be annoyed too, but I'll be annoyed until they kick off. And then I could be annoyed again at 4:17. Like, I just won't care that much for the 3 hours, but I think there might be people like him out there.
I think there are a lot. There are, yeah.
To Ben in Rockville. Ben, what's up?
Hey, guys. I mean, honestly, I heard the last caller. I got to tell you, my sister has a master's degree in brand management from American University of Paris. And from what she told me, I mean, this is waiting and taking your time and building a brand is a smart decision. Does WFT, which might be confused, WTF, make sense? Probably not. But we got to take time. The best idea going forward, take your time. Build the correct brand. Don't rush. Don't make this decision. Take input from fans. Listen to shows such as Grand Danny listen on 106.7. Listen to you guys. Listen to other shows. See what people think. Just take your time. And
how long,
you'll find out,
Ben?
You know,
how long? I'm pro-time. I'm not anti-time. I'm pro-time. How much? How many years do you think?
I don't have an answer, and honestly, I think they should do it ASAP. I think they really need to listen to the correct people, like voices like yourselves, like certain fans, certainly season ticket holders. But you have to be – this is a very, very thin line that you're in a certain period of time. You got to be careful. As far as that, you need to talk to the right people, and – you know, I guess you could see where it goes. I mean, honestly, I would be – you don't want to infuriate so many people that they're unwilling to pay the money to go to games, which is going to hurt not only brand. But honestly, I mean, I would say, if anything, I know you guys are probably going to hate me for saying this, Shark Tank. Probably my favorite show of all time. Watch
great
that show and see how brands are made.
Appreciate you, buddy. It's a great show.
It's really entertaining.
I don't completely know that that's the key to unlocking – the answer to the team name, but if they want to watch a really good TV show for an hour, they should watch Shark Tank. I can co-sign on that.
Let Mr. Wonderful and Damon weigh in on what the name should be. You know,
I get
let
Lori,
the
Damon.
QVC queen, get on there. I don't know.
I think Cuban is the nicest guy on that show in general. Like, where he's just like trying to make people feel good when Mr. Wonderful is going after him.
Where he's like, give me 80% of your company. I'm just going to loan you $80. You know.
I don't know why they now add all these random sharks though. That's one thing that does annoy me. Is I feel like every time I turn on that show, there's someone I don't know now, and I have to now Google
who this
person
is. The guy that invented Snapchat, then it's A-Rod, then it's like someone that was a contestant before. I like the original crew. I like Lori Grenier. Give me Robert Yurkic, I think. Is that his name? Robert Yurkovic?
I know who you're talking about. I thought there was an S in there, like Yurzislavovic.
Yeah.
I don't
know.
There's
like a lot of V's. Cuban on the end.
There you go, Tommy.
Damon. Yeah. That's the crew that I like. I like them.
The time argument is perfectly reasonable, and this is something originally that I was pleading for from the fan base. When this all started in early July, around July 4th, people said, well, you got to have the name and the logo by training camp, and I
No.
I laughed at that. I thought that was ridiculous and absurd. But now we're talking about a two-year process. There's a big difference between 2 weeks and 2 years, and I'm still fine with 2 years, but at the end of this 2 years of waiting, you better deliver the goods. If you gave me an ultimatum, and or let's say you said in 2 years I'm going to propose to you, okay? And then at the end of the 2 years you said, actually, I just kind of like dating. That wouldn't feel that great. So don't. If you never said anything about the proposal, then we'll just keep dating and it's no problem. But you've made it seem like a name was coming. And after waiting for 2 years, I want the name. Let's go to Chris in Oxon Hill on G&D. What's up, Chris? How are you?
Hey, Chris.
Line four, I believe. What's up, Chris?
How you doing?
Hey, man.
Good.
I don't have a problem waiting for the name, but at least give us something while we wait. Like, give us a different uniform variation. Keep the burgundy and gold, though. But you can, like, change the uniform style. Take the numbers off the helmet and put the W on the side. Like, make it pretty, at least. Like, we look like a college team. Other than that, I don't have a problem waiting, but it's taking a long time, my patience. Yeah, I'm losing patience myself. That's it.
So you won't be – I wonder how many people – you don't like the number at all. You think that looks amateur.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't do anything for me. I think the bold W that they've been using on whatever they put up a logo for us whenever they do, I think that'll look better on the helmet.
Okay, I'd be cool with that. I even wouldn't mind like an insignia of some type where like that W is in a circle of, you know, maybe the circle's a different color with the background, like a burgundy background with a gold W or something on a white helmet. Or you could mix it up, white background, gold W. I get that. I don't mind that. I liked the numbers when they came out with it. I'm still fine with it. By the way, the quote that made the rounds, Danny, from the Jason Wright interview more than anything else, and Pro Football Talk tweeted this out like 20 minutes ago, but it's been all over the country. Is Jason Wright, Washington's new team president, on the new nickname, "It won't be a random ass bird." Like, people
love that. That's my favorite quote. That was my money quote right there.
Grant and Danny, 106.7. The Fan, our double play is next. Blitz at 4. And we're closing in on Ryan Kerrigan on the show today at 4:25.
Three years, Grant, have we waited. We sat patiently on the sidelines. We continued to refresh the OneRing.net. We hoped, we prayed, we wanted updates. COVID happened. We all know the story. We finally know the synopsis. We know what's going to happen for Amazon's $1 billion Lord of the Rings television series. Let me take you back to 2017, GP. My guy Jeff Bezos, who's got more money than everybody, okay, says, "I like this Game of Thrones thing. I need something for my little Amazon platform. Build me this thing. I love Lord of the Rings. I don't care what it costs." They said, "Okay, we'll roll to New Zealand, get the greatest cast in the history of mankind, and spend $1 billion on this bad Jackson. Give you 5 years worth of television. There's a whole bunch of stuff we can mine because J.R.R. Tolkien was a genius." We don't know what it's going to be about. We're just sitting there waiting. What's it going to be about? What's it about? Anyone know what it's about? Aragorn when he was young? Is he traveling the world? Is he Strider? What's he doing? What's Gandalf up to? Does anyone know? Anyone have any idea? We didn't know. We now finally know. GP, I will take you back 1,000 years before the events of the Lord of the Rings movies, which you of course saw during Movie Club over the summer and recognized the brilliance therein. 1,000 years where Sauron is barely even a factor at this point. He's just a captain. He's a lowly mid-ranking middle management guy for the greatest evil in the history of anything, Morgoth. Just covering the world in darkness.
Sauron worked for Morgoth at the time.
Sauron was basically like a quality control assistant for Morgoth guy. Morgoth had an army of Balrogs. Morgoth invented orcs. Took elves, kidnapped them, left them underground for generations, tortured them. Then they turned into goblins.
Did Morgoth look just like Dumbledore, or is that somebody else?
It's somebody else completely. Morgoth is beyond your imagination understanding, if I may be so bold.
Who looks like Dumbledore again?
Sauron. Saruman looks like Dumbledore, kind of.
Okay.
And then there's Gandalf the Grey, who turned into Gandalf the White when he was reborn.
Maybe that's
the Balrog,
what I'm talking about.
Of the highest peak of the lowest dungeon of the earth when they passed through the Mines of Moria. Here's the point of the story, though. We know it's about the times of the High Elves, the High Republic. This is 1,000 years before the events of the Lord of the Rings. The Second Age. You've got the island, the Kingdom of Numenor off the coast. You've got the elves, the capital city of Lindon. All the dramatics of Angband, where Morgoth unleashes darkness upon the world. This is the most ripe for adaptation thing that's ever existed in the history of mankind. It's from the Silmarillion, J.R.R. Tolkien's masterwork beyond The Hobbit and beyond the Lord of the Rings books. I simply cannot wait for this. They are filming it now in New Zealand. There's now Kaivit, so we're just going to go for it. Oh, I'm so giddy. I'm so excited. I cannot wait. I'm going to watch this so hard. You know what I'm talking about? Like, when you know the instant it comes out, you just can't wait. And, like, anyone that's talking, you're mad at. I cannot wait for this. It's going to be so amazing. I'm so excited. That's what I've got for my double play.
How much of a market is there for this, really? I know those movies killed a long time ago, but of our listeners right now, and I know it's a kind of
great
a different
question.
Audience.
No, it's a
how
great
many
question.
People, what percentage of the people listening to this segment right now would you say would be, you might watch it in the same way you watch Cobra Kai to see mm-hmm. what it's all about. But how many of them are excited? You're obviously 99th percentile weirdo.
Sure, sure,
but like
sure.
Who when they hear this goes, oh, no kidding, can't wait for that. I'm thinking like 5%.
I would have said between 5 and 10. Are you mean like are my level of passion? Like 10?
No, no, no.
10
your
is
level
me.
Of passion is nobody. It's you and whoever's related to George R.R. Martin or whoever wrote this thing. Who wrote mm-hmm. this thing?
J.R.R. Tolkien.
I thought it was George R.R. Is that he the only guy with multiple R's?
No, that's on purpose about that. George R.R. Martin, who just will never finish his books, Song of Ice and Fire, he's the guy that wrote Game of Thrones.
Which one is like 300 years ago and not alive anymore?
J.R.R. Tolkien wrote his stuff in the 30s and 40s.
So why and was George R.R. Martin that because he's named after the other guy?
So George R.R. Martin wanted a little like nod to Tolkien because he writes giant, enormous epics where he spends 15 pages just like telling you what they're eating at the feast.
He has you know? To like be a giant nerd, right?
Yeah, so he's the nerdiest of the nerd. He's the king of all of us nerds.
Okay.
But yeah, and to answer your question, who I think it's a I'd say probably 20% of our audiences will go, oh, I'll watch that. That's fine. That you know, it's something else. I'll do that. I think maybe 5 to 10% of our audience is like excited about it, and I think a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a percent has somewhat similar passion to me.
Yeah.
Is that a fair assessment?
You and the R.R. Martins. That's yep. the or Tolkien's or I already forgot which R.R. it is. I don't have enough hard drive left
I get you.
To save that.
It's
so
probably Wookie, Gylo, me, and like
Gylo's
you know,
not. He doesn't care. Not to this extent. No chance. There's no way.
Gylo's in my 5 to 10%. He probably wouldn't be as fired up as me.
Oh, I thought you said in your fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a percent. But regardless, I'm happy for you. That sounds exciting. There are times I've been this happy. Like I'm really excited that the Mighty Ducks is getting a series on Disney Plus, and I'm pretty pumped about that. So
indeed.
I can relate. Even though your thing's not as interesting as my thing.
And Mom! Right. Mom, I got the Gjallarhorn!
Attaboy, Tommy. And even though your thing is not as big of an achievement as my thing, of getting mm-hmm. Gordon Bombay to sign mm-hmm. back on to do this with all the original cast members,
No way.
I think, in general, I understand. I think I can come to an agreement with you that it's...
Right, you get it.
Oh, yeah, I mean, Gjallarhorn!
Worth
the Mighty Ducks is going to probably cost $1 billion to get together and film? Or is it probably a little bit less than that, do you think?
So it's a good question. I'm
probably
gonna
a little
say
bit more a budget.
Slightly under than a billion, but not.
Can you imagine, by the way, $1 billion show?
That's crazy.
It's a show.
There's no way it'll be worth doing for $1 billion. I can promise you that.
You gotta get a lot of viewers.
But what does Jeff Bezos care? If that bombs, is he spending the billion? Is that his billion?
It might be his personal. It could be Amazon's profits, like for this month. They just go, like, siphon it over there to the production team. It could be Bezos just stroking it. He'll be like, can I Venmo you?
Yeah, he'll just send the billion on Venmo, and he'll never notice that it's gone. So what does he care if it bombs?
And
this is just a pet project because he likes this? Is that a thing?
So he loves – obviously,
I just saw Gjallarhorn pop up!
He's just like me, okay? He's just like me in the sense that he's a giant dork. And now that's where the similarities end because he's wildly successful.
Do you think he ever gave a girlfriend a pendant necklace –
yes.
From the movie that made her break up with him because then she realized this isn't going to work.
I'm sure he gave the Arwen Evening Star, the Light of Ellendale. I'm sure he gave that to a girl at one point, and she said no. And he said, fine, I'll go make billions with my online bookstore. You'll see. And then that's where the similarities between him and us end. But this is what I would do if I had that kind of money. I would go, bring me the Silmarillion on television. I get me the best actors, the best everybody, and make this. And it could be just for me. I'll be the only person that watches it. And if it's good, I'll release it to everyone else.
Dude, if they do the Silmarillion on television.
That's what they're doing, guy.
They're doing the Silmarillion?
That's what they're doing. That's what the story is from.
Why didn't you just say that? Why didn't you just tell me they're doing the Silmarillion on television?
I did tell you, but you tuned out the way I tune out when you tell me about Brad or Phil or Steve or Tasha or Tayshia.
Like
which show they're on and who got a rose.
The Bachelor.
You tuned out. Admit it.
My guy, Matt James. The Bachelor. It's very good.
Tayshia.
I'm sorry. Then I have to take back everything I said. I had no idea this was a Silmarillion. Now that I know this is a Silmarillion on television, then I'm in the fraction of the fraction of the fraction of the percent.
You get it.
Because I care that much, too. Because I just didn't realize. I've been waiting for the Cimmerillion since I was born.
Yeah, the folly of Turumbar. Oh, you know how steamed up I am.
Washington to get a franchise quarterback. The Capitals to win a cup. We checked that off the list.
Now you
and
get it.
Cimmerillion on television. That
King Fingolfin knocking on the door of Angband, challenging Morgoth to one-on-one battle with his faithful hound, Huar. Come on, dude. Come on.
Who's going to play Huar?
I don't know.
425. Ryan Kerrigan's on the show. The Beltway Blitz is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.